He's Dick Smith, Australian businessman and former Australian of the Year. Mr. Smith, good afternoon.
Hi, Tom. Please call me Dick, and happy Australia Day.
Same to you, Dick. Now, you say happy Australia Day, and same to you, but I read in the Age today that you think it should be called possibly First Fleet Day and not Australia Day. Why?
No, I think we should pick a more neutral date for Australia Day because, look, I was appointed an ambassador for reconciliation, and I failed completely at that. But one of the things I do know is most of my Aboriginal friends, they call it Invasion Day. Now, wasn't quite like the invasion of, the Germans walking across France. But as you pointed out, if it wasn't the English, it would have been someone else who would have taken over this country. The lesson is be powerful in a military sense and have strong allies, which we do. Otherwise, someone will knock the country off from you. But having said that, if I was an Aboriginal person, I wouldn't be that enthusiastic knowing that my people have been around for 30, 40,000 years, living in balance, and then the Anglo-Celtic people arrived and say, that's the big deal, that's when Australia started. In fact, you're in Melbourne. What's it to do with you when Captain Arthur Phillip raised the flag at the First Fleet? And I was talking to people yesterday from Perth, and they said, look, we don't think that's a big deal. Ours, Perth's a free settlement. We should have Australia Day the day that free settlers came to Perth.
Well, I mean, our new Premier, Daniel Andrews, has come to power partly because he's declared the Friday before the AFL Grand Final a public holiday. Is the AFL footy big enough nationally to have that as our national day?
Yeah, maybe. But look, I reckon I'd make it, say, the first Monday in February.
Yep.
So it's just a neutral day. First of all, advantage not having in the middle of the week. It's better to have a three-day sort of long weekend. And I just think, I know it will happen one day. People are going to say, how can you possibly have reconciliation? And how can you recognise Aboriginal people in the Constitution, which most Aussies support, and then say, but Australia only started when the First Fleet came. In fact, Australia started in 1901 when the colonies got together. So I reckon one day we'll pick a better day for Aboriginal people. Personally, I don't care, but if I was an Aboriginal person, I would.
I mean, the thing is, though, Aboriginal people make up between 2 and 4% of modern-day Australia's population. Now, the vast majority of people are still Anglo-Celtic and, frankly, wouldn't be here if it wasn't for, you know, that first fleet that arrived in 1788. I mean, given that we'll never find a day that will suit everybody, why not go with, you know, British settlement of Australia?
Well, I think that's the point. I would pick a neutral date. I wouldn't pick a date when someone else came or something happened. I'd just pick a neutral date. And look, imagine if the Japanese were successful in the Second World War, and they damn well could have been.
Yeah, they could have been.
A strong ally with the United States, and if we didn't have our own fighting people, we could have lost this country. Now, someone like myself, I'm about fifth generation Australian, I don't think I'd want to celebrate when the Japanese came. I'd say, well, come on, we were here before, and if they wanted me to support what they were doing to our country, I don't know if I ever would, I'd rather have a more neutral date that we all celebrate as one people. And we want Aboriginal Australians to assimilate and to be part of the great culture. I think that's great if they could do that, and we should have basically a more neutral date, I reckon.
Okay, so now the first Monday in February, you're saying, have you just picked that because it's a date that's nicely between Easter and summer, or does any significance?
It's the business community, so everyone will object. When I was chairman of the Centenary of Federation Council, I was also on about this, but with John Howard, it went down like a lead balloon, and the business community had all these reasons why you can't change it and all the rest of it. So I think it needs to be about that date, around about the date of today, but just a more neutral date, and I can't see what's wrong with that. A lot of young Australians tend to support it, and really, it was no great big deal when Arthur Phillip raised the flag in Sydney with his mob of convicts. Really, Australia made its own when we became independent of Great Britain and got our own government, our own parliament in 1901. So that's the type of the time we should be celebrating as Australia, I reckon. Modern Australia, anyway.
Dick Smith, good as always to talk with you.
Great to talk to you. By the way, I agree with you, Tom, about the Republic. I wouldn't waste the money. The system works really well, and I just leave it as it is.
Thanks, Dick. Dick Smith, the Australian businessman. Potential monarchist. I think he just, like me, doesn't see the need to change the system. I reckon we should go to a neutral date in February as a type of new Australia Day, one that could be embraced by Aborigines as well as the rest of it.